Oh, okay. Thank you, Manny. I didn't hear the music click. But anyway, welcome aboard, folks. I'm kind of lost without my computer. I have to do this by phone. For some reason, my Skype went down, and that is usually the way I communicate with the Republic Broadcasting. So we're going to kind of just wing it here today, but I apologize for that. But I wanted to let you know, folks, that we have a very, very special, honorable guest on today, Professor Noam Chomsky, and I probably pronounced his name wrong. I just seem to butcher the American language and people's names, and I apologize. But, Professor, if you just hang on just a few minutes while I get some USS Liberty business done, and we'll bring you right up. And, again, thank you for coming on Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, my name is Phil Turney. I'm a survivor, of course, most of you know, of the deliberate attack on our ship 45-plus years ago, June 8, 1967, by the State of Israel. 34 of my shipmates were slaughtered. 174 others were wounded, including myself. Our ship was in international waters doing what our government had ordered us to do, and that was to pick out and relay messages out of the sky, which is perfectly legal, and send it back to the National Security Agency. Now, our ship was one of the most sophisticated intelligence-gathering spy ships in the world at the time. We could bounce messages off the moon to National Security Agency within seconds. So you can just imagine back 45 years, the technology we had then. Can you imagine what we have now? It is light years into the future. But, folks, the reason I do this show is in honor of the men that lost their lives that day, doing what they were ordered to do by their government, the United States of America. And then we were attacked by an ally, stabbed in the back. They almost sunk our ship. We had over 850 cannon and rocket holes in our ship, 5,000 armor-piercing bullets, napalm burning us up. They had three torpedo boats. They fired 5 to 6 torpedoes at us. One hit the starboard side, instant blowing to bits 25 brave American Marines and sailors. 25 of them instantly dead. This torpedo was so explosive it picked the ship completely up out of the water and slammed it back down into the ocean. We immediately started listening to the starboard side. At that point, I thought the ship was going to roll over. The torpedo gunman would shoot at our firefighters and stretcher bearers and use this as target practice. I know this is hard for a lot of people to hear, but it's the truth, folks. It's just what happened. The United States government recalled rescue aircraft that were coming to our aid. They left us out there alone in this two-hour attack that lasted as long as the attack on Pearl Harbor. We were sitting ducks and had nothing to fight back with. If we wouldn't have got a message out, fortunately, by one of the sailors aboard the ship, Terry Haldabardier, within 15 minutes, they knew we were under attack. President Johnson would not send rescue aircraft. He recalled them and said that he didn't care if our ship was sunk and all hands went to the bottom of the ocean. Folks, we'll be right back. Support your sponsors on RBN. We'll be right back. Hang on. There are too many errors and too much time wasted. The bombs were coming down. It would be too late for liberty.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go for Your Voice Counts. The first few minutes of the show, I certainly appreciate you listening in. And again, folks, again, the reason I do this show, and I do it from my heart, I do it with great honor for my dead shipmates. And I also do it for scorn for the people that covered up and have been covering up for the last 45 years. Folks, these men did not deserve to die at such a young age and be left alone by their own country, be killed, be slaughtered. We put our last three life rafts into the water. The Israelis would have none of that, blew them out of the water, and took one of them aboard the boat as a trophy. So that's kind of the rundown of what happened aboard the USS Liberty in the 45 years that we've been trying to get the truth out. So this never happens again. You know, we're all human. We all live on a small planet, and we all deserve the dignity to live and die, not to be murdered by anyone, regardless who they are. I want to thank a very special woman. Her name is Kat Faber, and her husband, Rick, for doing such a fantastic job of getting wonderful guests like Mr. Chomsky to come on Republic Broadcasting Network, where your voice does count, you know, where it does mean something. So I certainly appreciate that and her beautiful songs. And Kat hasn't been feeling well. And so she still does her job and gets great people on air. And let's all say a special prayer for Kat to make sure that she gets healed as soon as possible and starts feeling better. And let's just hope that happens right away and they can find out exactly how to get her well. Thank you, Kat. I appreciate it. Also, I want to thank RBN. You know, it's the only station out there that really puts its back and muscle and might behind the USS Liberty and the crew trying to get the truth out. And I especially thank John Stadtmiller for his continued to support the USS Liberty and our goals of getting the truth out. I also want to thank all the people that work for RBN. Today we have Manny on the board, and I've known Manny for, well, what's going on, 4 or 5 years now, and worked with him before, and a great guy, and he's a great great producer and a great board operator, and a very special person at RBN, there's no doubt about it. Folks, if you want to call in, you know, call in a half hour from now, or about 12:30 my time, that'd be Mountain Standard Time, 1-800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and if you want to talk to their special guest, Mr. Chomsky, please do. Also, I want to thank Mr. John Gadesco, former intelligence officer aboard the USS Liberty, and a dear friend and shipmate. John was fortunate enough to get off the ship just before our last cruise, before we got attacked, and didn't have to go through the torpedo attack, because he was surely, unfortunately, probably would have been killed. There's no doubt in my mind that he would have been seriously wounded or killed. But I want to thank John for his website. Go to tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. That's the best website you're ever going to get about the USS Liberty and related subjects. Also, I want to thank Ron Kukul, former shipmate of mine, who's in charge of body recovery and identification when we return to Malta. He's done so much to help this radio show. Is unbelievable. My hats go off to Ron. And finally, James Morris, USHijack.com. James has stepped up to the plate many, many times for the USS Liberty, and I'm forever grateful for his steadfast support and his commitment to justice for the crew of the USS Liberty and justice for America, folks. Now, it's my great honor to introduce Mr. Chomsky, but I'd like to just read a little bit of his bio. And he's got something bio that, I mean, it would take 100 men to put what this man has accomplished in since the day he was born, December the 7th. What a day that will live in infamy. But not only for a day that Mr. Chomsky was born, but, of course, the day our country went to war with the Japanese. Mr. Chomsky was born in 1928. He is an American linguist, philosopher, initiative scientist, logician, historian, political critic, and activist. He is an institute professor and professor of emeritus in the Department of Linguistics and Philosophy at MIT. Well, if anybody knows anything about MIT, knows it's one of the finest schools in the world. Where he has worked over 50 years. My goodness, can you imagine over 50 years at one place? In addition to his work in linguistics, he has written on war, politics, and mass media. And he's the author of over 100 books. 100 books. I've written one book, and it took me a long time. It's hard to do it. I couldn't have done it without my co-author, Mark Glenn. According to the Arts and Humanities Citation Index in 1992, Chomsky was cited as a source more often than any other living scholar from 1980 to 1992. Wow. And was the eighth most cited source overall. He has been described as a prominent cultural figure, and he was voted the world's top public intellectual in a poll taken in 2005. Chomsky has been described as the father of modern linguistics and major figure of analytic philosophy. His work has influenced fields such as computer science, mathematics, psychology. He is credited as the creator and co-creator of the Chomsky hierarchy, the universal grammar theory, the Chomsky-Stoltenberger theorem. I hope I pronounced that, sir. After the publication of his first books on linguistics, Chomsky became a prominent critic of the Vietnam War. God bless you for that. I certainly think that was the right thing to do. and since then has continued to publish books of political criticism. He has become well known for his critiques of U.S. foreign policy, state capitalism, and mainstream news media. His media criticism has included manufacturing consent, the political economy, the mass media, 1988, co-written with Edward S. Herman, an analysis articulating the propaganda model theory for examining the media. He describes his views as fairly traditional anarchist ones with origins in the entitlement and classical liberalism, and often identifies his one word I can't pronounce because, like I told you, syndicalism and libertarian socialism. I apologize for that, sir. Again, I'm not the greatest guy in the world to be reading something so important, but it is certainly my honor and great pleasure to welcome you aboard. Your voice counts. And, sir, I'd like to first start out by asking you, what are your thoughts now about the USS Liberty, and what were your thoughts then when we were attacked 45-plus years ago?
Well, first, thanks for the invitation. I'm really pleased and honored to be with you. When the Liberty was attacked, my first assumption was that this has got to be deliberate. There was, even on the basis of the rudimentary information that was released in the United States, internationally, in Israel, it was pretty clear it couldn't possibly have been an error. My initial assumption was that probably the reason for the attack was to conceal Israeli plans, which were then secret, to attack and conquer the Syrian Golan Heights after the ceasefire, the official ceasefire in the June 1967 war. These initial suspicions have been mostly confirmed by what's come out since, including what I didn't know at the time at all, the scandalous refusal of Washington, the Defense Department, and the executive to come to the rescue of the Liberty. As I don't have to tell you, there were initial efforts to respond to the attack, but they were pulled back, and then came a long series of denials and evasions, which I'm sure all of you know about a lot better than I do. And it's basically, my general feeling is that my initial speculation was probably more or less accurate.
I think it's very accurate. And in your view, sir, do you believe that the United States and Israel were in collusion to sink our ship and blame it on a foreign government such as Egypt?
Yeah. Well, I don't think that we know. I think there was collusion to cover it up. There was collusion not to prevent it. But I doubt that they were in collusion to actually implement the attack. I suspect that came as a surprise to Washington.
It did, yes, sir. It became a surprise to all of folks. We'll be right back. Hang on, sir. The music started. We'll have a little bit of a break here, and then we'll be right back. Folks, support your sponsors on RBN.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you People in 35 countries around the world. People who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, finally, the official's back to Washington. Sends out a message.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts with Professor Chomsky. And I especially thank the professor heartily and deeply for coming on air and giving us his insights. You know, I'm coming from a man that has lived a long life and learned so much in his life. And let's face it, you have so many degrees and you're smarter than the average bear. But sir, you know what has been so disheartening to the crew of the USS Liberty. In fact, on my show here, I've had many Jewish people come on the air and conclude that the attack on our ship was not a mistake. It was, you know, it was a deliberate attack. And then we've had other people call the survivors, you know, Nazis, Jew haters, people of not goodwill. And you know, that isn't us at all. I mean, we didn't fire a shot. We didn't hurt anybody. We didn't kill any Israelis. We didn't do anything like that. Our goal has just been trying to get the truth out to the American public so this piece of history does not go down as it's written now, or really not written, as a mistaken identity. And you know, for people to call us names is completely shameful and uncalled for, and I just wonder how you would respond to how perhaps we could get a better reception with our goals in getting the truth out.
Well, first of all, calling names when you don't have arguments is a pretty old tradition. In fact, it's kind of striking that the concept of, being what's called anti-Semitic or hater of Israel or something. That actually goes back to the Bible. It's an interesting biblical source. People who know the Bible ought to be aware of it. There's a there's a particular figure of evil in the Bible, King Ahab. He's, you know, the peak of, he's the epitome of evil in the Bible. And he was condemned. His actions were condemned by the prophet Elijah. He criticized the acts of the evil king, his criminal activities, his the actions he was carrying out that threatened the survival of Israel, and so on. Prophet Elijah was what we would call today a dissident intellectual. The term prophet is a misleading translation of an obscure Hebrew word. And the King Ahab, according to the in the Bible, in the Book of Kings, called Elijah to him and denounced the prophet Elijah as a hater of Israel. Why? Because he was condemning the acts of the evil king. So there's a tradition that goes far back, and many examples since. In fact, you should feel honored by being placed in the company of the prophet Elijah, one of the heroes of the Bible and later tradition. But it's a familiar procedure. If you can't give arguments against someone, then vilify them. You know, charge them with try to undermine their reputations. You know, that's pretty standard.
Yes, sir, that does come, and it comes a lot from AIPAC, ADL, and ICE.
That's their business. Everyone who's critical of Israeli policies in a serious way is going to be subjected to this. It's the standard reaction when you can't respond to the arguments. It's not just in this case, it's in many cases. Soviet commissars denounced Russian dissidents the same way. Iranian clerics today condemn the dissidents, the critics like Shirin Ebadi and others, as people who were anti-Iranian and so on. That's normal. You shouldn't be surprised. The real question is how to deal with it. My feeling is that the way to deal with the condemnations is basically to ignore them. They're beneath contempt. The real issue is to try to reach the public with the truth of the matter, just as you and your associates have been doing. And it's a hard sell because you're criticizing not only Israel, which, you know, you could probably get that across, but there's the role of the U.S. government, which was utterly scandalous. And that's harder. There are many protective barriers set up against a serious criticism of government crimes. That's not only true in the United States, it's true elsewhere too, but that doesn't make it any easier. It's hard work. I mean, you can give innumerable examples. I mean, you mentioned the Vietnam War, for example. How the war began is barely even known. So, for example, take the war.
Sorry, Professor. We got one more break, and we got a long run, and we'll be back in just a few minutes so you can finish your thoughts. And thank you for hanging on. And folks, support your sponsors at RBN. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth. Thank you very much, and we'll just see you in a few moments. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting pureeffectfilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit pureeffectfilters.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took.
Welcome back, folks, to Your Voice Counts with Professor Chomsky, and I thank you very much for holding on and putting up with the breaks, which we all have to do to keep this show on the air. And so it's just one of those things that happens. And I was just thinking why. The break was going on about the current things, and I know you didn't get a chance to finish your last thought, but the current events of today, of what went on or is going on, the Prime Minister of Israel comes to the United States and gets 29 standing ovations in front of Congress, which none of our presidents have ever gotten. And there's a lot of support in Congress for the State of Israel. And I think that the Zionist state, as it stands, I'm afraid that they're trying to get the United States involved in some kind of a war with Syria and not only Iran. And then I figure it's going to be hell on earth. What are your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, about the support in Congress, there's actually quite a lot to say. It's quite an interesting topic. It was pretty interesting to watch the Hagel hearings, which I'm sure you followed. If you notice what happened, the Republicans were unanimously and almost passionately in opposition to him, primarily on the grounds that he'd been too critical of Israel, also that he wasn't strongly enough advocating harsh measures against Iran, maybe war against Iran, and so on. The Democrats, on the other hand, were 100% in support of him. Now, that's kind of interesting and revealing. If you take a look at votes and money, Jewish votes go overwhelmingly to the Democrats. Jewish money funding, campaign funding, goes overwhelmingly to the Democrats. There's a couple of exceptions, like Adelson, for example, but that's been the pattern for a long time. Nevertheless, it was the Republicans who were the most strongly passionate about their undying love for Israel. That's not unique. It's extreme, but not unique. And it tells us something. It has to do with changes that have taken place in the Republican Party. The Republican Party has moved very far to the right in recent years. The people who used to be called moderate Republicans are almost not there. In fact, most of them are by now mainstream Democrats. People like Richard Nixon would be way to the kind of left fringe of the Republican Party if he were alive. Eisenhower would be off the scale. That's an important change. And one of the aspects of this, a kind of a consequence of the shift to the right, was that the Republicans have turned to a different base of support. And that base of support is, to a substantial extent, a Christian evangelical. And if you look at the Christian evangelical movement, right-wing Christians, which is a huge number of people in the United States, they are almost fanatically supportive of Israel, not because they like Jews. On the other hand, this is combined with an extreme kind of anti-Semitism of, their doctrines. Support of Israel is supposed to lead to a war with the Arabs, and that'll lead to Armageddon, and everyone gets destroyed, and the souls who are saved, who've found Jesus, rise to heaven, and all the others, including the Jews, go to eternal damnation. Actually, for some reason, 144,000 Jews will convert in time. They'll find Jesus in time, and they'll be saved, but the rest are essentially destroyed. Now, that's ever since 1948, particularly, this movement has gained enormous force in the United States and has been highly supportive of Israeli aggression, the occupation, in fact, anything that will lead to provoking a war. They've even tried to blow up the Temple Mount. Stopped just in time. That links up with something else. There's a long tradition of Christian Zionism, elite circles. Christian Zionism goes back to Britain. It actually long precedes Jewish Zionism. Also based on, in readings of the Bible. The Bible is supposed to say that God promised Abraham that his people would settle the land. And Christian Zionists believe that. And that's people at high places. Like in England, say, Lord Balfour, the author of the Balfour Declaration that authorized the Jewish colonization in Palestine. It included people like Woodrow Wilson, Harry Truman, and others. It's a big force. And that's a force that's now becoming far more influential because of the changes that have taken place, the Hegel hearings were a striking example of it. Now, that's not the main reason for the extreme support of Israel. It goes back, there's a long story, there's probably no time to go through it, but it really traces back to 1967, just at the time of the Liberty attack. In the 1967 war, Israel performed a considerable service to the United States, and its ally, Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is where most of the oil is, and it's also the most extreme radical fundamentalist state in the world, and a very close ally of the United States, just as it was of Britain before it, because of the oil, its main energy resource. Now, at that time, Saudi Arabia was in a conflict, in fact, a war, a proxy war, with Egypt, which was the center of secular Arab nationalism, Nasser's Egypt. And the U.S. and Britain were bitterly condemned Egypt. They were concerned that secular nationalism might, in the Arab world, might threaten Western, mainly U.S. domination of the huge oil resources of the region. Okay, Israel smashed secular nationalism, pretty near destroyed it, and protected Saudi Arabia, Islamic fundamentalism. And at that point, U.S. policies towards Israel changed sharply. They became highly, they basically gained their current form, which is unique in world affairs, overwhelming support, economic, military, diplomatic, every dimension. And, the Liberty scandal has to be looked at in that context. And that goes on till the present. By now, there are very close military intelligence links. U.S. high-tech industry, like, say, Intel, the main chip manufacturer in the world, invest in Israel. It's kind of a rich Western country with extremely high inequality, but a highly educated technical force. Just to give you one example, one of the WikiLeaks exposures listed places on the globe that are of supreme strategic significance to the United States. Not a lot of them, I think maybe a dozen or two. One of them was right near Haifa in Israel. It was the Rafael military industries. They're one of the industries that pioneered, among other things, development of drones. And they're very close. They're so closely linked to U.S. military industry that they actually shifted their management to Washington, which is closer to the funding. And there's a lot like this, which leads to very strong relations. It's now supported by sort of cultural factors like the ones I mentioned, Christian Zionism. There's a significant Jewish lobby, but I don't think it's the main factor. So that's in the background. Now, actually, I'm sorry, but I lost track of the other part of your question while I was going off on this.
The other part of the question that I was thinking about was, of course, the Christians in this country that support Israel fanatically, as you said, probably more than anybody else, is a very driving force, not only in my small community, which there's probably more churches than anything else, and they're all pro-Israel, and that isn't that. I mean, that has been, I think, somehow bred into them by the Hegels of the world and Pat Robertson and people like that, in a very unique and a very smart manner, because it all turns into money for Israel, but. Yeah. With that in mind, we do have several callers that want to talk to you badly. And if you wouldn't mind, sir, would you mind taking a couple calls for me?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, thank you, sir. Mandy, bring up our first guest, please. Okay, James?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to Your Voice Counts. And Professor Chomsky, what's on your mind today?
Well, first of all, let me say the professor is just a delight to listen to what he has to say, such intelligence. And I just want to say that I've been a supporter of the USS Liberty for many years now. I served over 30 years in the United States military. What I did want to ask the professor was on this. He did mention about military aid to Israel and what's going on in Haifa and locating their headquarters in Washington, because that's where the funding is. What I would like to know, Professor, is we have an agreement and we have an assistant act, which is called the U.S. Arms Export Control Act.
That's right.
Now, this act prohibits any assistance to any country which engages in a consistent pattern of human rights violations. And I'm talking about demolishing homes. I'm talking about confiscating property. I'm talking about limiting travel, checkpoints, and all of these human rights violations, but mainly the targeting of innocent men, women, and especially children, assassinations. Now, these violations are a direct violation of the U.S. Arms Export Control Act. And the United States has a right to ensure that our aid is not supporting actions by any government that undermines prospects for peace. Why isn't and why doesn't Congress hold hearings to examine Israel's compliance?
Well,
and I would, since we have something on the paper, in the act, I know it's an obstacle because of the media's control. And when I say control, I'm saying that it just seems that the media is continuously sheltering any bad news on Israel. And once again, why don't we have somebody investigate this violations of the U.S. Arms Export and Control Act? Because we're giving Israel over $3.2 billion of military aid each and every year. Now, we haven't heard anybody in these discussions of our budget problems ever discuss cutting aid to Israel. We've discussed cutting aid, we've discussed cutting spending almost everywhere except the aid that we give to Israel. And so once again, my question is, why don't we enforce this U.S. Arms Export and Control Act?
Well, your point is very accurate, and in fact, it's been brought up for a long time by the major human rights organizations.
I cannot hear.
Sorry? It's been brought up for quite a while by the major human rights organizations. The Human Rights Watch years ago called on...
Can I just mention one other thing? Speaking about the Human Rights Control Act, we recently had the State Department conduct a report on human rights practices covering Israel and the occupied territories, which detailed widespread Israeli human rights violations committed against Palestinian civilians, many which involved the misuse of U.S.-supplied weapons.
That's correct. And as I was saying, the Washington's insistence on ignoring its own laws, as in the Export Control Act, has been condemned not only by individuals like you and like me, but even by the major human rights organizations. Human Rights Watch years ago brought up exactly what you did and called on the U.S. to observe its own laws. Amnesty International called for an arms embargo on Israel. But it's ignored, and the reasons are pretty much what I said before. There are very strong relations that are maintained, partly for strategic and economic reasons, partly for cultural reasons, and these simply overwhelm voices of protest, not only from individuals like us, but from the major human rights organizations. This is incidentally not the only case, but you're right in bringing it up. It's a pretty striking case. And the only answer to that is to work harder to overcome it.
Thank you, Professor.
James, I want to thank you very much for your service to this country. I honor you for that, and thank you for calling in, and please do it again.
I sure will. Thank you very much, Phil.
You bet, sir, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Manny, please please bring up our next guest and name, please? Manny, are you there? Okay. Hello, Manny, are you there? I guess not. But anyway, Professor, the fact that James brought up so many different issues, it was hard to, you know, get them all. Uh-oh, we're going to a break. I know what happened. So hang on, folks. We'll be right back for the last little bit of the show. And remember, your sponsors at RBN. We'll see you in just a minute.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to the last few minutes of Your Voice Counts. And I certainly apologize for kind of the messed up communications here. I usually do this by computer, but again, my computer Skype is down. But also, Kat, you get healthy, and thank you for your beautiful voice. We do have another caller on, James Morris from California. And, respectfully, James, I introduce you to the Professor Chomsky, and go ahead with your call, please.
Thank you for taking my call, Phil, and thank you for mentioning my ushijack.com blog at the beginning of the show. Much appreciated, and for your kind words as well, and I wish Kat a speedy recovery after what I heard happened to her being in the hospital recently. Professor Chomsky, thank you for coming on the show. Much appreciated. I had some questions for you, though, sir. You and I have met a couple of times, once in West L.A., it was right around the time the Iraq War was about to be launched, and I had mentioned Jinza to you, the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, the Jinns and Neocons, and you knew full well what that was, because you'd responded by saying, did I hear what Woolsey, the former CIA director, had said recently on television. He's associated with Jinza, and has even said that he held up the Presbyterian wing of Jinza. Now, Colin Powell has also conveyed in the biographical book about him by Karen DeYoung of the Washington Post that the Jinza crowd was in control of the Pentagon, basically. And we know that from the clean break agenda that the Iraq War was based on. My question to you is, you've been very good in being critical of Israel, but you don't like to touch on the Israel lobby influence, not only Jinza and the neocons, which are the upper echelon of the Israel lobby, but also AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, that John Mearsheimer and Stephen Walt wrote about in their excellent book, The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy. And you seem to downplay that, and I even heard that just now with regard to the Republican Party. You mentioned the Christian Zionists, which I agree they have influence on the Republican Party, but not nearly the amount of influence that the neocons have. And we saw that with the Hagel nomination. It was opposed by the neoconservatives. Again, keep in mind the traditional Republicans like Brent Scowcroft, Brzezinski, who was a Democrat, of course, realists, are against this neocon hijacking of the Republican Party. Yet we saw how powerful the neocons were with this Hagel nomination. They basically almost shot it down via their mouthpieces like John McCain and others. And again, let me pose the question, why do you deliberately downplay the influence of the Israel lobby, the neocons, AIPAC, and similar, and you won't debate Jeff Blankfort, who's been on Phil's program before? He's a leading anti-Zionist Jew. He's very familiar about the influence of the lobby, and you refuse to debate him. And lastly,
okay, let's give him a chance to go ahead and respond to that, James. Yeah. Just got a couple minutes, please.
Thanks for my call. Taking my call.
Well, first of all, I agree with you completely about the neocons, but that's not AIPAC. The neocons are a mainstream force within conservative American, what's called conservative American thought. Go way back, sort of strongly rooted in the Reagan era and come right up to the present. And you're quite right that the neocons were were the dominant force in the George W. Bush administration. And they pushed through the Iraq War over plenty of objections, huge public objections, even objections in the government and Congress. So sure, the neocons are tremendously important.
And there's also a crossover, Professor Chomsky, between
what?
Neocons who founded AIPAC, like Richard Perl, and who are part of Jinza, the Jewish Institute for National
there
Security.
There are members.
There's crossover between them, too.
They're
both the same, one and the same, basically, in many areas.
Richard
Perl? Douglas Feith?
We got to go right now.
Rumsfeld and Cheney are not part of AIPAC, and they were way more significant than Richard Perl. As far as AIPAC's concerned, sure, you're right. It's a lobby. It's an ethnic lobby, has some power. I think that Walt and Mearsheimer greatly misinterpreted its role.
All right, we got 10 seconds. I want to thank you, Professor, for coming on Republic Broadcasting. Your voice counts. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. God bless America, and may we all stay safe and hold our loved ones. Give them a kiss goodnight. Bye.
Now.